Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meeting. It's Tuesday, November 15th. This is Michael Lovick, the chair. R. Paul Martin, the secretary, will call the roll.
Okay. Nick Arena.
Here.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Adriana Kasanov.
Present.
Joseph Davis.
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Serene Roberts. Barbara Wipperman.
Here.
Okay, that's eight. That's a quorum.
Okay, I did send out a proposed agenda earlier today. I'm just getting online myself. I've been answering calls to the Pacifica Radio Archives. Let's see if I can find them. So the proposed agenda would be the call to orders. We had a roll call, selection of timekeepers. I think that's really important that we haven't done lately, and we've gotten a little out of whack on the time schedule, so somebody can volunteer to do that. We have agenda approval, 10 minutes scheduled currently, minutes approval, 5 minutes. Review of the sidebands motion, the SEA motion that was approved by the PMB last week, 30-minute discussion. Review of KPFT's budget as approved by the KPFT LSB, 45 minutes. I just saw an email from Dwayne that he can't come, and yes, that Markeisha, the business manager, could, and so I sent her the call-in codes, but I'm sorry to say that I was offline, so I didn't see that.
Nancy Sorden here.
New business for 20 minutes and scheduling additional meetings and budget reviews. We have the stations, 10 minutes, and then adjournment. So are there any amendments, or was anyone going to move the agenda first, I guess?
Adriana?
Yes?
I have a question. Do we have...
Who's moving to approve the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anyone? Go ahead.
Yes.
You had a question?
Before I put in the agenda, I want to know if if Markeisha is on the call or somebody told her at what time. She, I don't know. If the business manager of KPFT is on the call, or because I didn't receive any email saying that she will be here. We want to, the only amendment that they want to do is that once that she is on the call, I hope that we, you know, go directly to KPFT budget, not to make her wait. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that would be fine. As I said, I only just saw a message from Dwayne saying he couldn't make it and urging Markeisha to do it, and so I just sent her the number and the code to call in, but I haven't had any other communication with her directly, so
okay.
I'm not sure if I can do that or not.
R. Paul?
Any further discussion of the agenda?
R. Paul?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah, I'd like to make an amendment. I'd like to amend the agenda to put audit update in after minutes approval for 10 minutes. And I think we should hear about the audit updates. You know, we haven't heard that much about them lately, and apparently the FY14 audit, which has been promised to be ready really soon now for a very long time, I'd like to know if it's actually been delivered. I'd also like to hear about some other things relating to the audit. So I would move to put the new agenda item of audit update after minutes approval for 10 minutes.
who can
point
report
of information?
On it? I'm sorry, they are a point of order?
Point of information.
Yes, what's your question?
Yes, my question is, Barbara made the same question. I mean, first of all, it's not a finance committee item, it's the audit, but who will report? I mean, we don't have here anybody that is part of the audit committee. How can we report in something that doesn't make any sense?
My point, may I refine my point?
Okay, go ahead, Barbara.
I was asking the question, who could report? I was not objecting to it being on our agenda. If there's someone who has some knowledge, I think it is appropriate for us to have a brief update.
Okay. Well, is there an objection to putting on the agenda? And either we have, we'll discover some knowledge or we won't. Okay, hearing no objection, we'll say that that's added to the agenda. You wanted that after the minutes, you said, Harpo?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I object, Mr. Chair, because
okay. I'm asking for an objection. You didn't say so.
Well, sir, I'm you know, I'm okay. I'm mute right. Myself right. Normally. Yeah.
Harpo for okay.
I believe okay. I asked you to declare it out of order because it's not part of our work committee, sir.
It's such a waste of time.
Mr. Chair, can you ask everybody to ask for the floor? That's the way that we act.
Speak. Don't just call out. Okay, so we're taking a stack on the question of whether to add this to the agenda or not.
Barbara.
Paul, go ahead.
All right.
And then Barbara.
Yeah, I'm not sure if anybody here can, in fact, answer it. However, I believe that there have been reports given to the PNB, and those reports are more recent than anything that's been given to the NFC. So I think maybe the five directors will have more recent information regarding the audit than the NFC members have all heard previously. So I'm hoping that somebody will have some information for us.
Yeah, Barbara, and then I'll call myself. Also, somebody got online?
Serena's here.
Okay.
I'm glad to hear our Paul has some thought that somebody might have some more current information, and I've stated that I think it would be a good idea for us to hear it, and it should be a brief item just to get us up to date.
Okay, I called myself. What the report I can give is that at the KPFK local station board meeting on Sunday, Ligia Brazon reported that they had sent an additional payment to the auditors and that the audit was going to be released.
The 2014,
yes. So nobody in this committee is on the audit committee. They would probably know better than we do whether it was actually received or not.
Adriana?
Okay. Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, that's why I from the beginning I said, you know, we can say what we think that it is, but this is an open meeting where we are informing listeners, and I don't think that any of us is qualified to say yes or no. I heard the same, we heard the same information that you just did, but I don't think that any of us can go in the stream saying that this is what happened because we don't have that knowledge. And this is, I don't understand why we are doing this, basically.
Okay. Does it require a vote to? I don't know if there's anything else to add, really, to what we just said. So.
Thank you, Michael, for that brief update.
All right. I'm sorry. Did you just want to vote on this question, or Paul, or since I don't think there's anything.
Well,
any other information
by him. I think there's more. I think there might be more to it than that, but yeah,
okay.
I mean, if we're gonna, if somebody objects to it, let's.
Okay, you want to call the roll? I'm going to add that to the agenda.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Michael?
Yeah.
Can you read the motion for me? I got on it as it was being discussed, but I didn't hear it.
Arpal wants to add to the agenda after the minutes a discussion of where things stand with the audits.
Audit update.
Nancy Gordon, did you know I'm
Go ahead, Nancy.
There for the latest on the audit committee, there was an audit committee meeting on the 7th that people can go and listen to if they were, you know, if they want the latest from the audit committee. That was November 7th.
Okay, we're spending a lot of time on this, so why doesn't Arpal call the roll about whether or not to add this to the agenda, and then we'll vote on the agenda as a whole.
Okay, the amendment is to amend the agenda by adding audit update for 10 minutes after minutes. Nick Arena.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Joseph Davis.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
No.
Serene Roberts.
I'm sorry, and that's for 10 minutes?
Yep.
No.
Barbara Wipperman.
Abstain.
Okay, 4-4, 3 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay, any other objections or any objections to the amenda, agenda as amended?
Well, I was in favor of us having a report, but I think we've had the report as much as we can get, and so that was why I chose to abstain.
Okay. as I say, any objections to the agenda as amended? Right, hearing none, we'll consider it adopted. The next item of business is, we should have done it first, selection of timekeepers. Somebody can keep time on the agenda items.
I can keep a timing item.
Okay, thank you. I did suggest some times in the agenda. And I want to try to stay to 90 seconds per comment. So next thing is minutes approval. Arpal, I can't remember if you sent minutes recently or if you have some pending from previously. What do we have?
Yeah, I sent the September 27th. Minutes, public session minutes. I sent those on Sunday, I think.
Okay. I honestly haven't had a chance to look at them. I've been offline. I was in Denver and I got back. I've had nothing but meetings since I got back. I guess I'd entertain a motion to postpone unless everybody else has actually looked at them or.
I will move to approve the September 27th minutes.
Okay. Any discussion?
Indiana?
Yes, go ahead.
I want to just abstain because I didn't read the minutes.
Okay. Have other people read the minutes?
Or are willing to approve them.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, you want to call the roll on the minutes since I think at least some of us want to abstain.
Okay. Okay. The motion is to approve the minutes of the September 27th, 2016 NFC meeting. Nick Arena.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
Abstain.
Joseph Davis.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Abstain.
Serene Roberts.
Abstain.
Barbara Wipperman.
Yes.
Okay, 5-4-0 against, 4 abstentions.
Okay, the next item was the discussion of the SCA subcarrier motion approved by the DND at their meeting Thursday night.
Actually, audit update is here.
Oh, that's right, audit update. I'm sorry. I was looking at the printed one. So that is my report on the audit. That's the only thing I know is that Lydia Brazon did say that an additional payment was made to the auditors, I think, on Friday, and that the Rance, is that his name, had said they would be releasing it. I haven't heard as to whether it's been received at the national office. If anybody else has any other information than that.
Michael, I believe Lydia said that there is still 10,000 outstanding.
Yeah, she didn't pay the entire amount, but what she said was that what she did pay was satisfactory for them to release it. And also, she said that there was no finding of a going concern. It was a continuing advice that we need to reduce our expenses and improve our revenues.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes. Adriana, what's your point of order?
I will ask for the audience, please, that people, before getting the floor, ask for permission and mention their names because, people are not, it's difficult to sometimes to know who's talking. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. So, yeah, please say your name first if you want to speak and you'll be recognized.
R.
Paul, go ahead.
This is R. Paul Martin.
Yes, go ahead, R. Paul.
Yes, okay, so they're going to release it. Is there any timetable for when they're going to release it? And they're really, okay, looking at Pacifica's finances, there's no going concern addendum going to be written on this thing? That's very interesting, given the times in the past when we've gotten it, and the fact that now, I don't know that things are looking better now than they were then. Sounds like a strange audit. Also, I have heard that Pacifica has paid $50,000 for the 990s.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
I'm asking about an expense from Pacifica. I think the NFC gets to ask about things like that.
Okay, I think the point of order is that I'm not sure if that's an audit. It's not related to the agenda item you asked to add to the agenda.
But apparently it's paid to the auditors.
Point of order, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Adriana.
I don't understand what are we doing here. Is we are using the time to try to say something that we heard. That is what we do. I believe that our function is specifically talk about what we know, not what we heard from somebody. I don't understand this, please. Mr. Chair, can you tell me?
I didn't think the remarks were in order because it's not related whether money was paid to the auditors or not. That's not the topic. The topic was the audit. So the only information I have about the audit is what I just said, and I'll repeat. My understanding was they were releasing it on Friday, but I haven't heard anything else since then. I was
so Friday the 18th.
I thought they were releasing it the Friday that just passed, but I.
So it's released.
That was my understanding, but I haven't seen it. I don't get it. the National Finance Committee doesn't get it. The Audit Committee gets it. I assume the National Office gets it. So, that's as much as I know. If anybody else knows anything else, please speak up. Otherwise, we're going to move on to the next item.
Our Paul for a fast question. Okay. The audit is supposed to be released publicly. So,
okay.
The National Office gets it. The world gets it, right?
Okay. Serene, you were next.
Okay, so I'm not saying that this agenda item was intended to publicly trash the auditor. It just, it unfortunately seems to be going in that direction. But anyway, I mean, I think it's fine for someone from the national board. I assume we'll be getting an accounting of the fees, and at that point, it would be fine for someone to forward that to the finance committee, but I don't see that every internet rumor becomes a motion for the committee. Otherwise, we'd be really busy just talking trash, and I don't think we should. So, you know.
Okay.
I move on.
Yeah. So I just looked on the Pacifica website, and for 2014, there are no reports yet. So if it has been received, it's not up on the website. So.
Our Paul.
Yes, go ahead, Our Paul.
I don't think it's talking trash to ask about the expenses of the Pacifica Foundation. I think that it's absolutely within the purview of the National Finance Committee to ask about money that's being spent in places. We can look back at the history of the committee and see that we've talked about expenses at individual stations and things, various projects at them. And we have in the past discussed the audit. We've gotten reports of when the audit's going to be done, and it's nice to hear that it's going to really be happening either last Friday or this coming Friday. That's good to hear. And I don't think it's trash to say, gee, how much money are we spending on which audit item? I think we get to see what the expenses are. Thank you.
Okay. So, go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So it is entirely, I think, within the purview of the Finance Committee to ask what sorts of monies are being paid for the 990s. However, I thought the item on the agenda was dealing with the audit. If, in fact, the audit, the company that does the audit is doing other finance-related work that perhaps a CFO should have done, then I think we can ask, are there further contracts that are generating expense in the finance office? We know what strain they're under there and what limitations. That's fine. But to suggest that there's something irregular or perhaps not quite adequate with us not being given a finance of going concern, flag, I would think that veers towards trashing a professional that we hired simply because, you know, some people want a particular result and they're not getting it, is no reason to suggest that the company doing the work is not doing a fine job. So that's sort of the direction I was looking in. That's what I was referring to when I talked about trashing the auditor. But at any rate, let's go.
Okay, so I think we've exhausted this item. There are no factual, we don't have any data or specific information, so I'd like to move on to the next thing on the agenda, which was the SCA motion. I guess I'll read it for the stream. This is a motion that was approved by the PNB last Thursday night. Subsidiary Communications Authority, SCA Income, informally referred to as the station's subcarriers. Rental is currently applied to the national office budget before individual stations' monthly central service payments and shared services are assessed, and therefore has the effect of reducing the overall amount due to the national office from all the stations. We are a family of stations and should collaborate with and support each other. However, the present application of SCA Income obscures the contribution of individual stations and deprives individual stations of the ability to use subcarrier rental to offset the sometimes significant cost of using the space where the station's antenna transmitter is located. Therefore, be it hereby resolved that effective January 1st, 2017, while all payments will continue to be collected by the National Office, 95% of SCA rental fees for use of any station subcarriers and their high-definition channels shall be credited to that station's central services accounts with the National Office as described below, and the remaining 5% shall be retained by the National Office for such purposes as equipment accounting and legal and other related services. Where a station owes itemized and documented central service payments to the National Office, 75% of each rental payment received by the National Office will be applied to the arrears and 20% to current central service charges. Where a station is current on its itemized and documented central service payments to the National Office, the full 95% of each rental payment received by the National Office will be applied to current central service charges. Further, the interim executive director is to provide a confidential copy of all existing contracts to the respective general manager and to the PNB within 30 days of passage of this motion, and that an accounting of all SCA-related income and expense since January 2009, including billing and payment of legal and collection fees and maintenance and upgrade costs and any other expense, be submitted to the respective general manager and the PNB within 75 days of this of the passage of this motion. And further, the PNB shall be allowed a review period of up to 20 days for all pending in each future contracts. Not exactly grammatical there, but contracts should be singular in that case, as a grammarian. So that was passed by the PNB Thursday night. I did forward it to the IED and to the National Financial Office. I haven't gotten anything back yet regarding it. It's fairly complicated.
I
forwarded it to the National Financial Office and to the IED, and I haven't heard any response. I asked that, you know, if there's possibility of getting some assistance on calculating its impact in terms of the figures that were called for and the percentages, which vary from station to station, which will then depend on whether the station is in arrears or not and how much it's in arrears by and so on. So I wanted to put it on our agenda so we could consider it in relation to the question of the central service obligations for the stations. But I'm not sure to what extent we can actually do that without having all the data that's required.
Well, this is Serene.
Go ahead.
So I have some of the data, but I also have some, well, I have two concerns. One is that I should have gotten this to you guys earlier in the day so you could have had a chance to look at it. And two is that it does contain, and I mentioned this to the PNB last week, that it, you know, it will, it needs to be handled in such a way that it doesn't reflect or expose specific contract amounts. Which means people would have to be careful in speaking and, you know, people would have to be willing to observe confidentiality and therefore be careful in speaking. So I'm not quite sure whether we can give the discussion full justice in open session. Although I understand, well, the policy itself is open session, but the particulars about how we can retain the privacy in terms of the contract, somebody needs to pound one themselves. You know, I don't know that we can do that tonight in open session without that preview in closed session, as I said. I mean, we could also just close this session once we're done with everything else and look at this. So it can be done tonight, but I don't know that it can properly be done right now.
Tony, for the stack.
Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I don't see a reason why we can't have the discussion broadly on the financial aspect. We can do that without going into closed session. and discussing any specific contracts or proprietary issues. So I think it could be done without going into closed session generally to discuss the numbers and not giving away contractual information. I think we need to avoid closed sessions as much as possible if we can avoid it.
Barbara for the staff.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, I was going to say something more, but I agree with Tony about the avoiding executive sessions as much as we can. I have a question, just because I don't know what the process has been. Has it been that the national office staff or the executive director or the CFO, who has negotiated these contracts with the various renters? And what is the vision about who will be doing it going forward if this change is made? Do we know?
On the PMB call, it was John L. Mello who reported on the contracts. I can't remember what his role in relation to the establishment.
So he's a staff member.
Yeah.
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so John is the person who's been negotiating these contracts at least for the past, I would say, at least the past 10 years. At least since 2010, and I'm almost certain it's prior to that. There was some discussion last year when John Prophet was here. My understanding is that John negotiates, but Krigler reviews. Don't hold me to that last part. The reference I saw was a little vague. I think it said something about that would be a good idea, but I don't know whether that good idea had been had been implemented with regard to the Krigler review.
I'm going to call myself. One thing, Serena, is I did forward the forwarded the motion to me early in the day, and I passed it on to the committee. I read it for the stream, but I think everybody in the committee saw it, earlier. My interest in having that agenda was I'm trying to figure out how to give some more guidance to the stations in terms of their central service obligations for the budgets that they're turning in for this year, because the date of effect for the motion of January is during the current fiscal year, and so it will have implications for the budgeting process. I was hoping to get some guidance from the National Financial Office about what the figures would look like. My understanding of the implications of the motion is that the overall central service obligations will now include the amount of money that is represented by the SCA contracts, but that the benefits will be specific to each station in terms of its own particular contracts. But given that it's being divided between, as it says, for those stations that still owe money on previous central service payments, it's going to require quite a bit of specific calculations to see how it impacts each individual station in terms of whether that station has a contract or not, the size of the contract, and what arrears, if any, there are at that particular station. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Adriana?
Yeah. Okay, one thing is, yes, this will definitely impact our ability to figure out what anybody's budget is going to look like. So we have to... this is a new variable. We now have a new variable, and it may not be a very simple variable. So we're going to have to really figure this out. And we don't have numbers for the variables yet. So this is going to complicate making budgets for the stations. Two, is there any specificity at all regarding how far in the past the deficit is counted in terms of this deal where their 75% goes to, I think it's 75% goes to the past deficits? And, you know, is there any definite thing on how far that goes back? Is that just for FY16 or before FY16? That's the question.
This is Serene.
Adriana was on the stack. Did you want to? Are you trying to answer that?
I can wait. I was going to answer the secretary's question. That's fine. I can wait. Go ahead.
Okay.
Why don't you let Serene to answer if she wants to answer part of this, and then I will be on the stack.
Yeah, I was asking Serene if she was trying to answer that question or had something else.
I was going to try to respond to the secretary's question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so there was no discussion. There's nothing in the motion that talks about how far back folks are going. We know that at some point, at the point at least when BAI's contribution was reduced, the assumption was certainly that we can't approach the old arrears since we are not even, you know, paying the full amount that we would normally pay. So whatever year that was when they dropped their percentage, I would assume that nobody's going further back than that. But there has been no specific motion on that at the PNB. If someone has the data about what year that was, I'd be happy to try to get that into a motion.
Okay, Adriana?
Yes. What I was trying to clarify a little bit is that the idea is that the way that the situation is now is not any incentive for any station, any of the units, to go and try to gather revenue, to bring revenue through this way. If we allocated the money that is received to the station that produces it, I think that we are incentivizing that. And the situation with the national office is the national office, the budget of the national office is what their obligations are. They know or they estimate, like every unit, their revenue, and the rest need to be covered, obviously, by the stations. The only thing that this motion does is put a little bit more of reality. I mean, the stations, first of all, the stations that produce the revenue should be receiving some of the benefits of that revenue. And the rest, the rest of the foundation need to support the national office like we do through central service. It's just logical. That's it. And like I said, that will incentivize units to try to get a better or some extra, they call it sidebands, but try to receive some extra instead of one having two. That we can have, every station can have two, and I think that is the idea. But basically, remediate something that was totally wrong. I mean, it doesn't make any sense that the stations that produce a big, surplus or a big amount of money that is revenue is not allocated to that unit. That is the only thing that this motion is doing. The money will still be received by the national office, obviously.
Yeah. So we aren't debating the motion per se. We're trying to figure out something about its impact on the current budgeting process and how we can get the figures. So, I will communicate again with the National Office financial staff and see if we can get a breakdown of you know, how those figures would be sort of parsed out for each station and see if we can get that, you know, to the appropriate, you know, managers at the station so they can incorporate it into the budget documents for fiscal year 2017. I'm not sure if there's anything else we can do with it at this point.
I have a question, please. Serene with a question.
Yeah.
How much time do we have left on this item?
In this item, we have 12 minutes to go.
Okay. And if I wanted, and I'm not a Roberts Rules expert, if I wanted us to table it until possibly later, or if I wanted us to put the discussion aside, on hold, until later in this meeting or until the next meeting. Is that a motion to table or a motion to postpone?
I think if it's later in this meeting, you would say to the table, and you would take it off the table at any time.
Okay, so Anna? No one else?
I have a question also.
I was gonna finish up, I think.
Yeah.
So if anyone else wanted to add anything, I'll table, but I'll wait until all the people have just spoken and then get back on the stack. Thanks.
Okay,
may
I heard Bobby.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, hang on a second. I'm trying to get several people spoke up at once. I heard Barbara wanted to be on the stack, and who else?
Yes, R. Paul did.
Fred.
Okay, so Barbara, R. Paul, and Adriana?
Fred also.
Okay. So Barbara, R. Paul, Fred, and Adriana.
Actually, Fred should go after Barbara. Because the other two of us have already
spoken. Yeah, the other people have spoken. That's true. Barbara, Fred, Arthur, and Adriana.
Okay.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adriana?
What I was... I don't want to be on the stack to argue. What I was answering, Serene asked, is that can be tabled. And what I was trying to say, that according to what I know, I don't know if you can table, but you table or you postpone at motions. I don't know. That I was asking if somebody knows how this works.
You're saying you can't table an agenda item. Okay.
We approve.
All right, let's take this back. The people who did want to talk about the item, I think we'll take those first. And then Barbara.
It seems like we could continue, you know, make a motion to continue the discussion in a later meeting. But anyway, my confusion about this is, or I think there's something sort of philosophically a little sticky here. If this 95% of the rental fee, when it's stated in this motion, I guess it is, that it will be credited to the central services. Now, does that mean that it's actually going to be in the finance statement listed as a form of income, and then that income will be available to pay central services fees?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it that somehow this income is out there magically and the station whose subcarrier line it is just gets to say, well, this is part of our central service fee we're paying? It seems like we need a little clarity on how this fits into the financial reporting. Maybe I'm just not understanding it, but it does seem fuzzy to me. And I am concerned about the ultimate effect are we going to be redoing, we haven't brought this up in this discussion, but the percent guideline that's supposed to be used by every station based on this change that would occur? I think we need a little more accountant, schooled accountant interpretation of what we're trying to do with this.
Okay.
And also another thing that concerns me is, what do we do about the budgets that we have now? Like, for instance, our budget was approved already, and are we saying that the stations are going to have to go back and get another approval from their LSB before we can call whatever budget we've got together our current working budget? I think if we're going to make changes in January, we're just adjusting a budget that's already been approved during the end of this year, trying to get it finished. I mean, we need to be through with approvals. And they can be interim approvals or something.
Okay. Fred?
Yes. I did listen to the PNB meetings discussion of the Skitka payments, and I just wanted to point out the obvious, that the Skitka payments are basically all internal transfers within Pacifica, that none of these changes that people are proposing are going to raise one penny more of Skitka income. All this is doing is making the transfers more complicated by all these calculations of credits for certain for each station, and it's going to change the central services payments for stations, for some stations and not for others. So I think it's just a bunch of busy work dealing with this, and I don't think it really benefits Pacifica to go through these exercises. Thank you.
Okay, so, Adriana, you said you were only talking about the sort of point of order or something on whether you can postpone a discussion.
We have a stack.
Yeah, you're not on the stack. I was just making it clear that I don't think Adriana's on the stack at this point. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Oh, okay. Yes, I think Fred has hit on something. If you step back from all these details, you say, what's happening here? The amount of money in Pacifica seems to stay the same with this motion. It's just moving some of it back and forth in a rather complicated manner, and there's no actual purpose to it. It's not like the Pacifica National Board will get, the Pacifica National Office will get more money doing this, as far as I can see, and the stations will still have to pay something in for central services fees, because if the national office needs X amount of money and, say, a fraction of X is thereby covered by the SCA, well, they're already, national office is already getting the SCA money. So that just means you're going to have to tell the stations that, oh, well, you owe the difference up to the national office. And it really does seem like, it seems like a shell game here with the money. So you're moving this money around, but nobody's making more. There's not more money in Pacifica. National office expenses are what they are, and I have never seen the real logic at this point in time when Pacifica and everybody in Pacifica is in such tight financial situations. I have never seen the real worth of this type of a motion. It just seems to add more work to everything. That's all.
I'm going to call myself. The rationale of the motion the rationale of the motion is that different stations are producing different amounts of SCA income that has some relationship to the markets they're in and the costs involved for the station in terms of having the capacity to have a signal and the sidebands. And so the money should, as opposed to pooling all the money together and then setting all the stations, central service obligations based on that amount that's already gone into the national office, that the stations that generate that income will get some credit for the income. So that's the rationale for it. It's not about necessarily that there's more money. Nobody's saying there's more money. The impact is that some stations would benefit more than others because they're making larger SEA payments credited to them than others. But all the stations collectively would still have to come up with the money that represents the cost of the national office, including what's covered by the SEA, one way or the other. I think that what I said before, I will go back to the national office, national financial office, and try to see if we can get some of the calculations so that the stations can be guided by it. I do think that the figures for this do have to be incorporated into the budget that we recommend to the PNB. The last thing I would say about that is that I lost my train of thought. Go ahead, Serene, and then Adriana.
Adriana can go first.
Okay, Adriana.
Yes. Well, I think that this is a little bit of confusion here, because I think that the National Finance Committee, according to the bylaws of the foundation, is a committee of the Pacifica National Board that serves at the pleasure of the Pacifica National Board. I think that what we should do is talk about the impact of things, talk about what have to do with us. We cannot change what the PNB, we can recommend things to the PNB, but it's not up to us to tell the PNB they can or they cannot. But basically, I don't know what the confusion is here, because the only foundation is only one foundation. The units are just part, but they do not own anything. The only one that owns the revenue and owns everything is the foundation. Doesn't matter if that comes from. It's the same thing that saying that if you receive a bequest, that is yours and have nothing to do with the foundation. It's not true. I mean, that comes only to the foundation. The only 501c3 is the Pacifica Foundation. It's not KPFA, KPFT, WBA. No. It's the Pacifica Foundation. It's only one foundation. The only thing that this motion was trying to do, make a little bit more of justice. Like when you receive a bequest, and the bequest is directly to a specific station, normally it's being taken like a revenue that comes from that station. This is exactly the same thing with this subcarrier. It's exactly the same situation. Have nothing to do. Doesn't change any money. The money doesn't change hands. Doesn't change anything. That's why when you hear all those complaints, cannibalism, money loss, that doesn't make any sense. It's one foundation. It's one foundation. The rest are just units. Okay. Thank you.
Serena is next.
Okay, thanks. So the question that Barbara asked about how this is going to be applied, whether it's going to show up here and then show up somewhere else, I think that's why it was sent to the national office, so that they can give us so that the finance office can tell us how they will be handling it in terms of reporting. But I don't think that has anything to do with the concepts being discussed. The second thing is that this, I don't have the motion in front of me, but I believe it's effective January 2017, and the PNB has not, to my knowledge, approved any budget. So the change needs to be effective in terms of updating the budget, which is supposed to be done quarterly anyway, some quarterly reporting. So that can certainly be done before, in time for the January report, but it doesn't affect any of the numbers that are in there now specifically. It has a very minor effect. Very minor effect. I did some calculations, but since that's not my strong suit, I'm not willing to send it to you guys right now. We're not talking about thousands of dollars coming out of any station's pocket. And to the point I think Adriana made about, you know, where a station is only utilizing one of its subcarriers. Each of our stations has two. You know, the approach in terms of how effectively we're using this capacity, and whether we're doing it in a way that is mission compliant or financially productive, et cetera, that's a different discussion. I don't think that's an open session discussion. I also don't think it's a discussion for this committee necessarily. People may have their thoughts and are free to share them with the PND, but it has nothing to do with how we implement this motion. The statement that I've heard, you know, about various motions coming from local boards, et cetera, well, it doesn't produce any more money. Well, you know, the fact that something doesn't produce more money doesn't mean we can't change how we handle it. Everything doesn't have to have a net profit in order to be constructive or useful. And in fact, a station that is generating money by the use of its subcarriers should get full credit for it, minus the administrative costs that we've set aside 5% for. So there's no need to re-argue the motion. The motion is what it is, and it has been approved. But, you know, I just don't see the constructive use of terms like shell game and so forth in a discussion. Folks roll how they roll, but it's like, I don't know, Pacifica is such a very different kind of place.
Mr. Chair, we are past the 30 minutes that we have allowed for this.
Okay, thank you. I think we're going to move on to the next item on the agenda. There was no motion that was made in relation to this, and I think we have to get more details of how the figures parse out. So I will try to pursue that with the National Office financial staff.
Are you there, Michael?
I'm sorry. Sorry, I was muted somehow. I was saying that the we'll move on to the next agenda item. I will talk to the National Office financial staff about trying to get figures based on this, and we can look at them further. I think when we schedule meetings, you had suggested the idea of possibly the need for a closed session, so we should take that up at the end of the agenda when we're looking at additional meetings. So the next item on the agenda was the KPFT budget, and I did forward it, the budget was sent to me with the LSB approval, and as I noted, there was a message earlier to me from Dwayne Bradley saying he has a class on Tuesday evenings and couldn't attend and urging Markeisha to do so. And only about an hour ago when I saw that, I sent Markeisha the numbers, but I don't think she's on the call. Do we want to consider that budget without any of the management being on the call? What's the will of the body?
I would not be in favor of that.
Adriana? Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, we have present the treasurer, and the budget is the one that we work with the business manager and the general manager, and was approved by our LSEs. Okay, I don't remember in other batches. For example, I don't remember that when we try other budget, always we are the general manager and the business manager, but in this case, if you don't want to talk about the issue, that's fine. It's approved, and like I said, the local finance, KPFT local finance committee, have their meetings with the general manager and with the business manager, and the LSB approved last Wednesday this budget. It's up to the body if you want to talk about or not, but we have the treasurer here present, okay? And if you have questions, you can ask, and if somebody wants to forward those questions to the business manager and general manager, we could. It's up to you.
Barbara with a question.